You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Speaking of books, hello Siri, how are you this morning?
Lydia, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. Wish I was going to the light housekeeper's lunch also.
What a banger of a story, yeah. Honestly. You can't go wrong. We're talking about something quite different today, though.
Yes, Victory City by Salman Rushdie, which is actually the first thing that's been published by him since he was the victim of the fatwa.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He has a storied life, eh?
A very storied life. And I think, like, in the context of that, it's kind of... I think it's pretty brave that he wrote this.
Yeah.
So it's like it... the novel really looks... It's kind of one of my favourite types of novels. A novel that looks at, like, nation-building myths. And this one focuses on India during the 1300s. A piece of history that has been about, like, empire that has been... I think quite contentious in Indian history as to, like, what's the myths that have been propelled, what is true. So you take, I think, a lot like Arundhati Roy's books, even though it's told mainly through the perspective of the scholar, you get so many insights into so many people's lives. Like the emperor's wife, who's not quite like Lady Macbeth, but, you know, she's got
in,
like,
that world.
Yeah, in that world, she is kind of like the political brains of, like, the couple. You also get insight into, like, peasant lives and how they're impacted by this, like, changing power, what shape their everyday lives take. And it's actually quite a, like, I think especially through the eyes of, like, the emperor's wife, you get this really feminist reimagining of this, like, period of empire and conquest in India. And it really asks a lot of questions, I think, about, like, Hindu nationalism and, like, the, like, myths that they create around, like, Islamic imperialism in India. Yeah, it's a really good book. It's like, I think there are moments in the narrative that can definitely be, like, tightened up a little bit.
Yep.
There are some perspectives that I think, like, you probably don't need as much of. But I think if you're trying to get into, like, a history, like, I had no idea about, like, medieval, like, 1300s, 1400s India, or this, like, particular town in India. It's called Vijayraj, but I could be wrong. But yeah, it, like, really interrogates also the two, like, Indian texts, the Ramayana and the Bhagavad Gita, and looks at their historical origins as well. But yeah, I think it's like a book where if you don't know much about, like, the history of India, about the racial divide, and you're looking for, like, an angle, this is a really good one. Also, I think, like, I kind of wish I'd read Midnight's Children before this to kind of compare how they both look at the same sort of subject matter. But he is such a, like, I was talking to my little sister about it, and I was like, reading books like this always makes me realize that, like, when you see craft and literature, like, it kind of really changes.
That's so true, and I think the thing about Salman Rushdie is, like, whatever you get out of the book, it's going to really make you think, because he's not afraid to challenge even the positions he's previously had on ideas and thoughts and stuff. And he's he is his own cultural figure.
Yeah.
So it's always fascinating to see what he's been, I guess, thinking over.
Yeah.
Through writing. Yeah.
Definitely. And I think, like, I remember reading this Edward Said essay on Orientalism that was looking more at, like, V.S. Naipaul and authors who wrote, who were maybe of the diaspora and who kind of wrote through, like, an Orientalist lens about, like, India and its history. And I think with Salman Rushdie, like, of course you have to romanticize like some elements of like a country like that that is so steeped in like mysticism.
Totally.
But I think he also does like a really good job of giving like really real contemporary like facets to all of his characters. It's a really, really good book, I think. And it's like 300 pages long, so it's not super big.
Sweet.
It's got like a really good narrative structure, so it's like easy to breeze through. But yeah, I think we'll leave you with lots of questions and maybe lots of starting points for like understanding Indian history and the history of conflict. Yeah,
sounds fascinating. Remind us of the name again.
Victory City, and it's by Salman Rushdie, and you can get it at Time Out and all good bookstores.
How did your big stock take go the other day when we were talking to Gina last week? You're on stock take day, which sounded hectic.
Low key though, stock take is my favorite day of the week
year. Love it.
So fun. We had a really good time, but I hope Jenna's still not tired. She's like a 12-hour day.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Thank you so much, Suri. It's so nice to have you in the studio. It sounds
Thank
like
you.
An awesome read. We'll see you in the shop.
Bye. That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.